This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
I had to, like, open the bruise up and let some of the bruised blood come out to show them.
Are you ready for Queer Geeks of Oz? The mothership has landed and the seeds from outer space have been planted.
Go ahead with your thing.
Sorry.
Okay.
All right.
Maybe I should get you to read it. I'm just kidding.
Nerds, geeks and queers come together in July and in September. The place is Oz Comic Con.
So Earthlings of the LGBTIQ kind and friendly aliens are all welcome to come along to the Queer Geeks of Oz panel 2014.
Comics, games, movies, horror, and it's a horror.
Because not all geeks are the same. And not all queers are the same. Comics, video games, movies, pop culture, and even some horror will be there.
Because Professor Oak doesn't know how to politely ask which pronoun you prefer, and then goes on to assume it's a gender pronoun.
Because we wanted to see what it would look like
if we put Tumblr on a stage.
Are you ready for Queer Geeks of Oz?
It's been a challenge, but I think it's good practice for us when July does happen, Oz Comic Con, so we'll be ready.
Always room for more geeks.
There's always room.
Oz Comic Con.
First one will be July in Melbourne, that is. July the 5th and 6th. And then from there, it's Brisbane and then Sydney. It's one of the biggest pop culture conventions in Australia. There's the three big ones, Armageddon, Supernova, and now this one, Oz Comic Con. It's their third year. And we've been invited to represent the LGBTIQ community. So, yeah, it's pretty exciting. It's a big undertaking, I think. So we're going to have some panels, discussion panels on everything of inclusiveness, same-sex equality in games, video games, comics, horror movies, all those sorts of things that queer geeks love. And, you know, straight people are welcome to come along too. Well, of course, they'll be there, won't they? There's always the exit if they're not happy.
Gorgeous.
100%
allies.
100% allies. You got that bit? This is great. Like, wow. It's very impressive.
Freaks. Raymond. This is Dillstick. Cannot wait to represent and see all you gamers at Oz Comic Con Queer Geeks of Oz panel. Like us on Facebook and post any questions or opinions you have about new releases to cult classic video games. Dillstick out!
Dylan Adler.
How do you spell it? A-D-E-L?
A-D-L-E-R.
Okay.
And Dylan's like Bob Dylan. I don't know what I want to be when I grow up. A professional video gamer?
You don't have to ever grow up, by the way.
Oh, excellent. Cool. Well, then I plead Peter Pan.
Peter Pan. Very good.
To Neverland. say my biggest guilty. Narrow down to one. That's really hard. Okay, I love video games, first-person shooters. My biggest guilty pleasure is going back and watching Buffy, especially Faith, Hope, and Trick, where the first episode where Faith Leanne comes in, you know, the bad slayer, which is, you know, brings in the mesh to Dale. I needed the PVC pants, and I'd be repping that. My biggest, I have no idea what my biggest guilty pleasure is. It's just like, I'm a big fan of over-the-top guilty pleasures, so can't limit it to one. It's just cruel.
Do you have a favourite movie?
Oh, see, that depends on the mood, but I'd probably say a true favourite would always be Planet Terror, which is Robert Rodriguez's homage to all the great B-grade zombie films that came before. And
what about at the moment? What's currently exciting you on TV or in the film?
Currently, what's exciting right now is Titanfall. That video game has... This is a true story. I woke up at 3 a.m. Two nights ago, and I had to play it. Like, I actually woke up with the initial loading screen, like, the first thing I was thinking about. And I was like, I have to get back into it. That game has really, really become an obsession for me.
Games, they actually get in your head. You hear them in your sleep. You hear them in
your It was the all the opening music was just...
tinkies that go on.
You can't help it.
I reckon they subliminally add this to your brain.
If anyone watching this has played Titanfall, then you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. I mean, you've got jetpacks and you fight in mech suits. I mean, it's every guy's, or even some girls as well. It's your dream to be able to be walking around in a giant mech suit. I mean, if you watched anime cartoons growing up, this is immediate gratification. Immediate.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
Oh, just like John Lennon, happy. But I don't know what I want to be when I grow up. A professional video gamer?
You don't have to grow up, by the way.
Oh, excellent. Cool. Well, then I plead Peter Pan.
Peter Pan. Very good.
To Neverland.
2013, the mothership landed. 2014, and the settlement of new colonies commences. Queer Geeks of Oz is coming in again. The Queer Geeks have landed in 2014, and the whole planet will be repopulated with Queer Geeks spreading the seed of geek love. Queer Geeks of Oz coming soon at Oz Comic Con, July and September, Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, 2014. Get your geek on, queers.
Any favourite characters?
See, that's always a tough question to try and narrow it down to one, but I've always loved Iceman. I think that kind of started with the Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends cartoon back in the 80s when it was Iceman and Firestar and Spider-Man.
So what is it about Iceman that you like?
No, I just thought it was really cool that he could skate around on ice slides and it was just a really cool power.
Okay. If you had a superpower, what would your superpower be?
To be able to fly. With wings.
I totally would be flying.
To be able to fly with wings, there'd just be something freeing and really awesome about that.
Wow, that's cool. And if you had an unseen superpower, like, I don't know, think of something.
An unseen superpower?
Yeah, something that wasn't visual, like wings.
Telekinesis.
Ah, okay. Why?
Just because it'd be fun. Moving things with my mind would be kind of awesome. And then when I get mad and angry, I can just go spastic and
what
it would be
you
really
do with
cool.
It,
I'd wreck places and it would be really cool.
Well, that's productive, isn't it?
Well, I never said it was productive. Like, you're putting those words in my mouth.
So, you've got telekinesis and you wreck me.
Think how you could rig, like, the grand final at a footy match and the ball would suddenly just not make it through the goals or something.
Oh, okay,
like that. You could make a fortune.
I suppose you could wreak havoc, couldn't you?
Mm.
Oh, government could be fun to play with.
There's plenty of things that could be fun to play with.
Yes. So what else are you going to be doing here today?
We're writing down some buzzwords right now of different comic book.
And what are your buzzwords?
Well, we've got Snick and Thwip. That's Spider-Man. And we've got Jelly Baby. Would you like a Jelly Baby from Doctor Who?
Oh,
and, you know,
cool.
We're all a little bit excited about
I like Doctor Who.
Bigger on the inside. That got us all a little excited. So, yeah, we're just writing out some catchphrases and seeing where it takes us. That's a brilliant one.
That would make a really good t-shirt. Idea.
He's got it copyrighted. There's nothing you can do. Well, you've just said it, you know, like, you've got
a copyright. Oh, I've got a copyright. There you go. Copyright. yeah, I'm sure someone else could do it. But like, you know, here at Artboard Gallery.
I love Artboard Gallery.
Isn't it great?
It's hard to come here and not buy.
I need your... Still holding it up. Carl, look. Yeah, it needs to be like right in your shoulder there. Right, give me attitude. I need attitude.
Hi, this is Bailey. Video game obsessed octopus carrying
geeky weirdo
on Sci-Fi and Screen for my A to Z of Horror, a beginner's guide to horror movies. I'll see you at the Queer Geeks of Oz panel at Oz Comic Con in July.
All right. Hi, what's your name?
Pat.
Hi, Pat. And what's your name?
Oh, my name's Jimmy.
Hi, and you're both geeks, obviously.
Well, one of us involved.
I'm a jock.
I wear that badge kind of with a bit of honor because I feel very glad to have been included in that. That was very kind of people to think I was one. So that's good.
What's your genre of choice?
You know, the funny thing is I kind of jump between a lot of like sci-fi, but a bit of fantasy as well. But I'm jack of all trades in that regard.
So, name a few,
kind of like, I suppose there'd be like, definitely Doctor Who is a huge one for me, which only happened very recently and has become an affliction that I deal with every day. I also have, I suppose, like the fantasy from like those sort of Harry Potter things and a bit of Lord of the Rings, although not as much as I should do, probably, from that one. And also just like all those random one sci-fi film, they don't have like a huge fandom. They're always really cool. Like Blade Runner and stuff, Blade Runner especially, but then they've got like stuff with Philip K. Dick and I love it.
The old like 1950s style. You know,
I love those!
And the monsters that ate my brain.
I love those because like, I mean, they kind of, and then when they started blending in with like a spy-fi, have you seen stuff like that? That is so much fun. Like, I mean, if you catch like series 3, I think, of the Avengers, the old one with Emma Peel, and they had all these weird sci-fi things included in like espionage. It's like, that's so cool. Like a man-eating plant monster kind of Triffid style coming down.
If you could be a character in this film, what character would you be?
Oh God. Probably be some sort of an androgynous ginort like from Metropolis, that kind of thing.
What about 7 of 9 from Star Trek? Was that too uncool?
No, I think that'd be pretty cool. I take that. I would take that as well. I think I'm just such a sucker for the old goldenness of the end. It's not really.
Are we talking like Lost in Space, like those gold monsters that had the face? Think of like a Loki robot.
Yeah, Loki robot. Yeah. That's a good way of putting it, actually. Yeah, it's. I mean, the most fantastic German film, Metropolis, and beautiful, beautiful, fantastic. 1920s, 30s, I believe. Someone's got to give me a date. A long time ago. Pre-war. Exactly. It was magnificent. I think it would be flight because I keep dreaming of it and I swear that it's going to happen shortly. I hope it means good things and it doesn't mean that I've gotten high. I hope that's what it means. That might be what it means as well. But no, flying is what I would take. Oh, wow. That's cool. That's really cool. That's very nice. And cut.
That's about
it. Who is Queer Geeks of Oz? Queer isn't the crime, but being a geek is a crime. Makeup artist today here for Queer Geeks of Oz. So getting made up to look terrible, which is what we want, because we're criminals actually. So it turns out being queer isn't the crime, but being a geek is a crime. So yeah, she's going to do me like Alex from A Clockwork Orange.
Sam?
Yes.
With the eyelash, so. Be interesting.
So why did you choose Clockwork Orange?
Oh, because it is actually, I'm guilty, that's my favourite film. If someone said to me, what is your very favourite genre film? It has to be probably one of the most controversial films ever made in the history of English-speaking cinema, and that would have to be A Clockwork Orange, which I believe up until about 1987 was banned in the UK. But thankfully, we got to see it here. Get busy, guys. Do some more placards, actually. Yeah. See how I've done, sorry.
No, you're all good.
See how I've done Who is Queer Geeks of Oz? You see a pile there. And I started one doing video games to the right. To your right. Lisa Sinclair.
The right.
To your right.
Yep, like underneath
the
Who.
Who?
Yep.
It should be in order. Who is Queer Geeks of Oz? If you can think of something clever, because I know you can. How's that for passive aggressive or something?
Tell me again the concept behind the mugshots.
Oh, the mugshots. Well, not sure. The mugshots was because I thought we all have sort of guilty pleasures, particularly as geeks, I think, and particularly as queer people, LGBTIQ and geeks. And for some of us, it might be Tetris. For Dylan, it's probably, I don't know, what's your guilty pleasure? Dylan, wherever you are? I can't see right now. Is he there? Is he there? Panel, brain, box, gutter, cheer,
splash, spread, balloon, pointer, bubble. Attention, paging all queer geeks of Oz. Coming soon, Oz Comic Con. 2014. Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane. For more details, tune in every week to Sci-Fi and Scream. Take it.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.